This is a weekly roundup of the John Lothian News Daily Update for the week of February 8th, 2021.
This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 8th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. MarketsWiki was successfully migrated to a new hosting provider over the weekend and is noticeably faster to load. Thank you to Jeff Bergstrom, JLN's CIO, for his hard work this weekend to make this happen. Note, right now, CryptoMarketsWiki.com is down. It should be back in a couple of hours. The CME Group has launched Ether Futures, expanding its crypto derivatives offerings in this emerging asset class. Tim McCourt, CME's Global Head of Equity Index and Alternative Investment Products, said in a press release, "The addition of Ether, along with our liquid Bitcoin futures and options, will create new opportunities for a broad array of clients, whether they are looking to hedge Ether positions in the spot market or gain exposure to this cryptocurrency on a regulated derivatives marketplace." Canton has been named a best place to work for LGBTQ equality by the Human Rights Campaign. Japan's Topic Stock Index has closed at its highest level since 1991. Jeff Carter has a blog post on his Points and Figures site titled, "I Thought I Was Going to Die." He was diagnosed with IPF, and you have to read this story to find out the happy ending. "If all my aches and pains aren't enough to tell me I'm old, I learned it again this weekend during the halftime show when I had to ask, who is The Weeknd?" Did you know the USS New York was built from 24 tons of steel from the fallen towers of 9/11, one of the most state-of-the-art amphibious warships in the Navy's fleet? She's manned by a crew of 360 sailors and three permanently assigned Marines. Her motto is "Strength forged through sacrifice, never forget." This factoid was posted to LinkedIn by John Vichuro. Thank you to IEX for the gift of some lit hot sauce. It might be one of those gifts that keeps on giving. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign over the weekend. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. The Security Traders Association, or STA, has a new Trading Views podcast out, Episode 7, in which they speak with former SEC Commissioner Michael Piowar, Executive Director of the Milken Institute Center for Financial Markets. The conversation covers the mission statement of the Milken Institute and his role, as well as GameStop and the recent market volatility, insights into SEC's response, market infrastructure, T+2 settlement, and the Super Bowl. You can listen to it on a link in today's newsletter, Sarah Rudolph Reports. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. The spread is out, and the title is Meme War. Matt Rabel writes, "I can honestly say I didn't expect the hysteria around option traders on Reddit to go away in a week, but I'm surprised at just how intensity the furor has persisted. Some are framing this as a David and Goliath moment, a point in history when amateur traders, many of them presumably unemployed because of the pandemic and jaded by the current economic system, struck out against wealthy hedge funds using Robinhood, a trading platform that prides itself on bringing financial inclusivity to average Joe investors. The appropriateness of that analogy is debatable, but it has gained traction nonetheless." To watch the spread, go to johnlothiannews.com. Eurex wants you to know about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March, covering European and U.S. zones. The derivative Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset class. We look forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. For a link to this, go to johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Here is a press release from CBOE Global Markets. ETFs Capital acquires ETF.com from CBO Global Markets. ETFs Capital, a strategic investment group, today announced it has acquired the business of ETF.com, one of the world's leading authorities on ETF news, analysis, and education, from Cboe Global Markets, a market operator and global trading solutions provider. My comment, Cboe selling things is interesting, but I'm not sure why. Here is a story from Bloomberg and Peter Coy. Out of grief, MIT's Andrew Lowe invented a better way to finance biomedical innovation. A company he inspired, Bridge Biopharma, is worth $9 billion and is creating cures for orphan diseases. Andrew Lowe of Massachusetts Institute of Technology lost six people he was close to, including his mother, to cancer in the span of 4 years, about a decade ago. When he investigated what could have been done to save them, he discovered that the development of cures was being held back by bottlenecks in his own specialty, finance. His efforts to make things better has begun to produce results, including a $9 billion company he co-founded that is developing cures for orphan diseases. My comment, this Mohamed Ardidi winner is one of my favorite economists and authors. Here are your top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was CME Group Inc. named slate of director nominees. Second was Bloomberg's When Will Life Return to Normal? In 7 years at today's vaccine rates. Third was JLN's video interview, John Vanderbleek, The Path to Electronic Trading. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 9th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Explosion in retail options trade, not a short-term blip, Cboe's Schwartz says. In the current options market environment of rapid retail trading growth, data on who is trading what, customer buyers versus firm buyers, that is a hot topic right now. In fact, Henry Schwartz, Senior Director and Head of Product Intelligence at CBOE Global Markets, formerly President of Trade Alert, LLC, until it was acquired by Cboe in 2020, contends that information about customer flow has become more important than ever to market makers. Quantitative analysis and how to properly value stocks and options remains critically important, he said, but customer activity and flows have taken over in some sectors, at least for the time being. A traditional valuation of GameStop, for example, would not have explained why its shares rallied in the last 2 weeks or how implied volatility exploded. It's not normal options flow, Schwartz said in an interview with JLN on Monday. It tends to focus on hot names. To read this article, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. CryptoMarketsWiki.com is back up. Thank you to Jeff Bergstrom, JLN CIO, for making that happen. In the next day or so, MarketsWiki.com will go over the 200 million page view mark. NASDAQ is celebrating 50 years of innovation with a digital exhibit with the Museum of American Finance and Heritage Works. Dash Financial Technologies finally announced their agreement to be acquired by ION Investment Group after it was previously reported by Waters Technology. Mike O'Connor gave to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign. I'm trying to figure out which Mike O'Connor this is, but thank you to Mike and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by giving to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a notice today, again, about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March, covering European and U.S. time zones. The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. We look forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. For the link to register, go to johnlothiannews.com and look in today's newsletter. Here's a story from Fortune. NASDAQ at 50, the company behind tech stock index, reinvents itself as financial tech heavyweight. When most people hear the name NASDAQ, they think of the world's premier venue for buying and selling tech stocks. The NASDAQ exchange is where the cool kids of Silicon Valley and other points west, from Jeff Bezos to Steve Jobs to Mark Zuckerberg to Elon Musk, first offered their shares to all and sundry, and its fame grew as their fledgling companies mushroom into the world's most valuable enterprises. My comment, I hate to tell NASDAQ what happens at 50, but let's just say it involves the scope. Here is a story from CBS News. Alex Kearns died thinking he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars for stock market losses on Robinhood. His parents are set to sue over his suicide. 20-year-old Alex Kearns took his own life last June, mistakenly believing he'd lost nearly $750,000 in a risky bet on Robinhood, the stock trading app where he started trading as a teenager. His parents planned to file a lawsuit, first obtained by CBS News, on Monday, accusing Robinhood of wrongful death, negligent infliction of emotional distress, and unfair business practices. My comment, it's a sad story that did not have to be. Here's a story from Reuters. South Korean boy investor with 43% gains is new retail trading icon. Watching the business news, the first thing is a new routine for 12-year-old South Korean Kwon Jun as he dreams of becoming the next Warren Buffett after earning stellar returns of 43% from a hobby picked up just last year, buying stocks. My comment, in the old days, this would be a sign of a top. Thank goodness he did not get his trade suggestions from a cab driver. Here is a press release from the Robinhood Foundation. Wes Moore to step down as CEO of Robinhood Foundation. Combat veteran, best-selling author, and social entrepreneur will depart in May 2021. Moore led the Robinhood Foundation to one of its strongest years in the anti-poverty group's 33-year history in 2020, raising over $230 million as the organization filled its critical role in response to the pandemic. Robinhood is a 501c3 organization and not affiliated with any for-profit businesses that use a similar name. Today, Wes Moore announced he will step down as CEO of the Robinhood Foundation in May of this year. After a four-year tenure where, under Moore's leadership, the organization raised over $650 million, restructured and focused on grant-making portfolio, executed critical relief efforts in response to COVID-19, expanded the role of the organization through policymaking, and launched several initiatives, including a national partnership and the Power Fund to increase supports for nonprofits led by people of color. My comment, yes, not that Robinhood, the charitable foundation one. Here are the top three most read stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was, by a wide margin, Bloomberg's story, trading titan Don Wilson has advice for Yellen on market fixes. Second was once again in the top three, CME Group named slate of director nominees. Third was Points and Figures. I thought I was going to die about Jeffrey Carter's struggle with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 10th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Chris Haymire is merging his firm, Haymire LLC, with Nortide, creating Haymire Nortide AG. The new firm of crypto market makers will unite to attempt to deliver better prices and services to clients and counterparties. FIA's president and CEO Walt Lucan has penned a letter to President Biden titled FIA Letter to President Biden Highlights Priorities and Opportunities. Nice to see Walt so productive in the laundry room. Last summer, Quaker Oats announced they would be changing the name of their Aunt Jemima brand. The new name is the Pearl Milling Company. OST and Evenbreak have announced a partnership to promote employment equity for disabled workers. OST deserves a nice pat on the back for this effort. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. We have had 123 donations and just over $30,000 given to the campaign, including a couple of donations given outside the GoFundMe app. Sometime today, MarketsWiki will pass the 200 million page mark view. You can see the page view counter right on the front of the site. The New York Stock Exchange president, Stacy Cunningham, has an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal titled, "The NYSE Isn't Moving Yet," about the threat from the revived transaction tax on stocks. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Again, we have an announcement from Eurex about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March 2021, covering European and U.S. time zones. The European Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivative Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. Eurex looks forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. Here's the press release from Haymire. Haymire to merge with Nortide, creating Haymire Nortide AG. The complementary crypto market makers unite to deliver better prices and a superior service to their clients and counterparties. Haymire LLC, a Chicago-based market maker in digital assets, today announced its agreement to merge its electronic liquidity provision business with Nortide Capital AG, with its operational subsidiaries Nortide Trading AG and Nortide Brokerage AG, a Swiss-based market maker in digital assets. The new firm, Haymire Nortide AG, will dedicate itself to serving users of cryptocurrencies globally and will be headquartered in Zug, Switzerland. My comment, Haymire goes global and we might see Chris Haymire real estate shopping in Zug. Here is a story from the Financial Times. We must vaccinate the world now. The cost of jabs for all would be a rounding error. It is also the only way to end the pandemic for good. The world economy is recovering from the depths of the COVID-19 crisis, but that crisis will not depart for good until the pandemic is under control. Since the virus knows no frontiers, it cannot be under control anywhere unless it's under control everywhere. The alternative is for us to remain inside national prisons indefinitely. Alas, that is what we risk if leaders do not raise their gaze from their own countries. My comment, there is but one mission, to save human beings from this pandemic. So this is the right thing to do. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Man who spent $446 million on pizza has invites for Tesla fans. Hi, Olga here. Laszlo Hanyes said he wouldn't spend his Bitcoin on a Tesla. Hanyes knows what he's talking about. In 2010, he paid 10,000 Bitcoins worth about $446 million at current prices for two pizzas. It was the first known commercial transaction of cryptocurrency. Back then, Bitcoin's price stood at less than a penny. It hit an all-time high of about $47,000 on Tuesday, the day after Tesla Inc. said it bought $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and will accept the digital currency for the purchase of cars. My comment, when I was a small boy and would take baths in the bathtub, there was a soap we would use called Mr. Bubbles. From now on, when I think of Mr. Bubbles, I will think of Elon Musk. Here is a story from the New York Times. Do Fed policies fuel bubbles? Some see GameStop as red flag. Analysts warn that low interest rates are promoting speculative bubbles. The Fed itself has downplayed the possibility that it is behind asset prices. Before it fueled the run-up in GameStop stock, Wall Street Bets, the Reddit message board, had another claim to fame. It helped popularize a series of memes centered on the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome H. Powell and his central bank's policy of keeping interest rates near rock bottom while buying government bonds to bolster the economy. My comment, after the GameStop episode, there's a shortage of red flags in the U.S. Here's a story from Reuters via Financial Post. Reddit user who appeared to tip Tesla's Bitcoin buy reveals himself as German prankster on acid. A Reddit user who claimed in a post a month ago to be a Tesla Inc. insider and knew about the electric car maker's purchase of Bitcoin said on Tuesday that his assertions were not true. The user's original post stating Tesla was buying Bitcoin drew little attention when it appeared on January 2nd, but it received a second look this week after the electric car maker and its CEO Elon Musk disclosed a $1.5 billion investment in the cryptocurrency that sent Bitcoin to fresh highs. My comment, I dream of Bitcoin when I have acid reflux. Here is the press release from OSTC. OSTC and Evenbreak announced partnership to promote employment equity for disabled workers. OST, one of the world's leading derivatives trading and education companies, today has announced a partnership with the disability job board Evenbreak to promote employment equality for disabled workers. My comment, nice work, chaps. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's GLN. Our top story Tuesday was CBS. This morning's Alex Kearns died thinking he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars for stock losses on Robinhood. His parents have sued over his suicide. Second was Crane's GameStop-fueled lawsuits could force Citadel to pry open its black box. Third was the Wall Street Journal's Hong Kong Exchange's names J.P. Morgan's Nicholas Agazun as CEO. Nicholas Agazun was also our Markets Wiki page of the day yesterday. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 11th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Today's lead story talks about Amsterdam ousting London as the top venue for share trading. Amsterdam makes the claim to be the world's first stock exchange, so the world is just cycling back to where it began. The FIA EPTA is hosting a free webinar titled Reviewing Europe's Algorithmic Trading Rules on Wednesday, February 24th from 15 p.m. to 16 p.m. GMT. The webinar is moderated by Phoebe Tiborne, Secretary General FIA European Principal Traders Association, and will include speakers Johanna Ladd, Managing Director Europe Quantlab Group, Ed Monrad, Head of European Market Structure Optiver, and Jonah Platt, U.S. Head of Government and Regulatory Policy, Citadel Securities. You can register with a link in today's newsletter. In May, look for the publication of Trading at the Speed of Light, How Ultra-Fast Algorithms Are Transforming Financial Markets by University of Edinburgh Professor Donald McKenzie. The publisher calls it a remarkable look at how the growth and technology and politics of high-frequency trading have altered global financial markets. Thomas Meyer, the new head of marketing for Cove Markets, has a piece in Bitcoin Magazine titled Balancing Calls for Bitcoin Regulation While Preserving Satoshi's Dream. I wonder if Satoshi uses a MyPillow when he's dreaming. The governor of Iowa has dropped the state requirements to wear a mask at a time when the CDC is saying best practice is to wear two masks. Elton John and Michael Caine have collaborated on a video for the NHS in England to encourage people to get the coronavirus vaccine. Journalist Colin Lambert has launched www.thefullfx.com following the closure of Profit and Loss magazine, a publication for which he was the managing editor and had worked for since 2001. I found out last night my son Tim has a Robinhood account and has traded more stock than me, including one profitable trade in GameStop. He is learning to trade and using good risk management while trading volatile stocks and one crypto trade. The Mike O'Connor, who donated to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign, is a commodity broker trading desk manager with ADMIS. He was formerly an e-desk manager with Iowa Grain, where he was also a trading floor manager. We had no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have the announcement again from Eurex Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to the virtual edition of the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March 2021, covering European and U.S. time zones. The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership, insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. Eurex looks forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. Here's a story from Bloomberg from their editorial board. We need an Operation Warp Speed for the world. Developing countries must drive higher global production of COVID-19 vaccine. A scramble for COVID-19 vaccine has broken out among some of the world's wealthiest nations. This is understandable, but too narrow a focus on their own needs is short-sighted as well as ethically wrong. Letting the pandemic rage on in poorer parts of the world will imperil their own efforts to end the emergency. Self-interest aligns with what should be a moral imperative. Increasing the supply of vaccines for everyone needs to be given a much higher priority. My comment to reiterate a point made yesterday. Yes, we do need to do this. Here is a story from the FT. Nouriel Roubini, Bitcoin is not a hedge against tail risk. Elon Musk may be buying it, but that doesn't mean everyone else should follow suit. Claims that Bitcoin is the new digital gold are feeding a new bubble in it and other cryptocurrencies. The last one in 2017-18 saw Bitcoin go from $1,000 to $20,000 and then fall back to $3,000 by the end of 2018. Since the fundamental value of Bitcoin is zero and would be negative if a proper carbon tax was applied to its massive polluting energy hogging production, I predict the current bubble will eventually end in another bust. My comment, my preferred hedge against tail risk is a bunker with food, water, and ammo. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Short selling is even more dangerous now. Betting against a company's share has always been financially perilous. The Reddit crowd's call to arms increases those risks. This is from Mark Gilbert. Investors who seek to profit from a decline in a company's share price have always taken greater financial risk than their long-only peers. Now they face the additional danger of running afoul of Redditors, piling into the market's most shorted stocks. For the sake of efficient capital markets, here's hoping the short-selling crowd can hold its nerve. My comment, beware of the Reddit army. Here is a story from the Wall Street Journal. Dutch speed skaters waited 24 years for canals to freeze. Then the pandemic froze their dream race. The historic Elfendendock race requires thick ice for skaters to race between 11 cities. This year may be cold enough, but coronavirus rules are blocking it. The Netherlands have been waiting 24 winters for a cold snap like this one. Not too windy, not too snowy, and the temperature sinking like a bike in a canal. That's because these are the precise conditions required for the ultimate Dutch sporting event, a 200-kilometer speed skating race on frozen waterways through 11 cities in Friesland. My comment, no skating on thin ice for them, but add this to the list of pandemic cancellations. Here are your top three most read stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was Haymire to merge with Nortide, creating Haymire Nortide AG from Yahoo Finance. Second was Fidelity holds secret weapon to take on Robinhood and Vanguard from the Wall Street Journal. Third was U.S. stock exchanges sue SEC over data rule changes from the Financial Times. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the first read section of the John Lothian newsletter for February 12, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this story from Suzanne Cosgrove. Update: Illinois offers object lesson on pros and cons of cannabis business. There can be both highs and lows in the cannabis business. The Reddit crew learned that lesson this week when they bought and sold stocks in the sector. The state of Illinois presents another example. Illinois logged an impressive $669 million in retail adult use cannabis sales in 2020, or about $1 billion in total sales for the year when you include medical marijuana sales. However, the mechanics of Illinois' social equity and craft growers' licensing continues to drag along as 2021 unfolds. In the latest chapter of the licensing saga, Illinois cannabis craft cultivation, infusion, and transportation applicants, the ones that were not disqualified in the original applications filed months earlier, were recently given 10 days to submit supplemental responses for scored sections of applications, with a deadline of midnight last Friday. To read the rest of this story, find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from the hits and takes section of today's JLN. Markets Wiki went over the 200 million page view mark yesterday. The site does a little over 2 million page views per month, but the first year we only did 1 million page views and the second 2 million page views. The work continues with Matt Rabel and Tom Thompson moving the content from Crypto Markets Wiki over to Markets Wiki, which will help enhance traffic as well. and intern Owen Rayling's work has been extended to make sure all the contract specifications data is up to date. He is working on background information on some contracts as well. And if you donate to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign, we will build you your own page on MarketsWiki if you don't have one already. And we will put a GoFundMe campaign badge on your page to signify you have contributed to the campaign. We would like to have some more people fill out our survey. The link is above. We are giving a chance at a cash prize and donation to charities for people who fill out the surveys. The New York Times is reporting that Bloomberg is laying off nearly 100 journalists. Many of those laid off are editors, as Bloomberg is attempting to make their editorial operations more streamlined and efficient, kind of like here at JLN. Ronan Ryan and John Ramsey of IEX have a new crazy video out to promote the D-Limit order type that shows them eating hot peppers repeatedly. It is part of their whole LIT, or lit hot sauce promotion. There has to be an easier way to promote an order type that helps protect customers' orders. The language is a little rough in the video, but then I would swear too if I were eating those peppers. The SEC has issued an order granting One Chicago's request to withdraw from registration as a national securities exchange solely for the purpose of trading security futures products. With the UK having its worst economy in 300 years, now would be a good time for the US to buy them out and just take them over. Can we do that? A hat tip to Jim Mateague for the idea. Patrick Hyland is the latest to give to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign. Patrick is a director of sales for SoftTech US, which provides middle and back office post-trade solutions to clearing firms, fund administrators, and any trade reconciliation provider. Patrick had his start with Dow Jones Telerate back in 1990, and later worked for Reuters, ABN AMRO, Bear Stearns, and Bank of America Merrill Lynch, among other firms. Thank you to Patrick and all who have given and all who have yet to give. Support our efforts to preserve industry history by donating to our GoFundMe campaign. Yesterday, I interviewed Colin Lambert from Sydney over Zoom about the launch of his new FX news service, thefullfx.com. On Wednesday, I interviewed Tom Sosnoff of TastyTrade for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. Look for the Colin Lambert interview next week and the Tom Sosnoff interview soon. This is from Sarah Rudolph. The FIA has announced its first round of keynote speakers for Boca V. They are Rostin Benham, acting chairman of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, Mayrid McGinnis, commissioner for financial services, Financial Stability and Capital Markets Union, European Commission, and Michael Saylor, chairman and CEO of MicroStrategy. You can register for the conference with a link in today's newsletter. Here are some more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have a Crypto Markets Wiki podcast, the Crypto Markets Wiki podcast episode 17, The Ripple Effect. In this episode of the Crypto Markets Wiki podcast, Matt Rabel and Tom Thompson discuss some of the biggest stories of the year so far in the crypto sector. Eurex has a notice about Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. Eurex invites you to join the virtual edition of the Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021. It will take place on the 23rd and 24th of March, covering European and U.S. time zones. The Derivatives Forum Frankfurt 2021 will be held as a virtual edition with thought leadership, insights, industry debates, keynote speeches, and virtual networking opportunities. The Derivatives Forum is the leading European event focused on trading and clearing for derivatives and securities financing across asset classes. Eurex looks forward to welcoming you on March 23rd. Here's a story from Phil McIntosh of NASDAQ. NASDAQ 50 years of market innovation. NASDAQ 50 years of market innovation. This month marks the 50th anniversary of NASDAQ's launch in 1971. The story of NASDAQ's first five decades highlights its impact on trading today. This month marks the 50th anniversary of NASDAQ's launch in 1971. The story of NASDAQ's first five decades highlights its impact on trading today, the introduction of computers to markets, and of sharing quote data more widely led to the automation of trading. With that automation came huge cost savings that, together with the internet, have democratized investing and helped the U.S. market stay the biggest, deepest, and most cost-efficient market to list and trade in the world. My comment, congratulations to NASDAQ. May your next 50 be even better. Here is a press release from Vinson and Elkins. Is the regulatory sheriff looking at Robinhood? FINRA increases focus on game-like securities trading apps. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, or FINRA, recently released its annual risk monitoring and examination report, The Report. My comment here is a commentary from Alan Schoenberg's new law firm, Employer. Here is a story from Kristen Hyde in Market Voice. There's no lack of talent, only a lack of opportunity. The Greenwood Project, the Chicago nonprofit, introduces high-achieving minority students to career in the financial industry. The Greenwood Project, a nonprofit organization that introduces Black and Latinx students to under-resourced communities in Chicago to financial careers via education, mentoring, and internships, is looking for more financial firms to partner with as it expands. My comment, if you want to grow your business, here is the opportunity to develop some incredible talent. Here are your top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was Crane Chicago Business Illinois bids for NYSE Data Hub, but the door may be open to a bigger move. Second was another Crane story, Citadel's Griffin expected to testify at House GameStop hearing. Third was Trading at the Speed of Light, how ultra-fast algorithms are transforming financial markets from Princeton University. Your Crypto Markets Wiki coin of the week is Tether. Amid the Bitcoin and altcoin mania over the last few weeks, Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and Ethereum have captured a lot of the attention from the media. But there was one crypto asset that flew under the radar. Tether, the world's first stablecoin, exceeded a global market cap of $30 billion this week for the first time ever, surpassing Cardano, ADA, Polkadot, Dot, and XRP. This made it the third largest cryptocurrency by market cap. Tether's role in the cryptocurrency markets has mainly been a source of liquidity since it was created in 2014. Converting Bitcoin into Tether has been an easy way to liquidate one's Bitcoin holdings into fiat currency since USDT tokens are backed one-to-one by US dollars, according to Tether's bank, Deltec Bank, though many have scrutinized this claim over the years with good reason. These days, despite the fact that there are many more stablecoins in the digital asset markets and many services capable of converting Bitcoin to fiat, USDT remains a popular choice for traders. Here are your Markets Wiki statistics of the day. The site now has 200,044,879 pages viewed, with 25,368 pages on the site. There have been 230,234 edits. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.